Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Gin and Juice Podcast. My name is Melissa.
My name is Mel.
Do we normally do it that way?
Yeah.
Okay. I be hosting a lot of podcasts. Sometimes I be getting confusion.
Hilarious. What we always do on this podcast is thank our sponsors.
Yes.
Lumi, Factor, and Care Of.
And every week I forget that we do that. We're so grateful. I got you, Grace. We're so grateful to be here today. If you're new here, we are real life sisters. And you should know this. If you've seen I'm Not a Lawyer, but on your TikTok, yes, that's probably a question swirling in your mind. Like, man, she looks and sounds just like the girl from TikTok, but like the atmosphere in which I'm seeing her in isn't different. What I thought. So now I'm confusion. She is she, her is she.
I am.
She is me.
Child.
That is Mel. All right. She is my sister. Yes, another connection you are making because I am Kev on Stage's wife.
Absolutely.
So that
the
makes
Miss
her
Kev on Stage.
Kev on Stage's sister-in-law.
Yep.
I know your mind is blown right now. I know your mind is blown right now. We get on here every single week and we talk about what the heck we want to talk about, okay? And this is the thing. Normally, we start with long story short. We're going to go there for like 2 seconds. It's actually going to be a short story, okay? Because then we're going to go straight into reality TV because a lot has happened, okay? It was a big week.
It was.
In reality TV.
It was a lot.
But before we go there, I have a present for my sister. This is the blanket
that you will keep and give to your dog. That I'm referring to as your dog. I'm not even going to give his name.
Please give him.
Give it to your dog.
This is the blanket that we are referring to. It smells amazing.
Does it?
Because it has been washed and cleansed. And I want you to know the people that rock with us and that totally understood the moment. I want you guys to know I appreciate you guys. Daddy thought it was hilarious.
Did he? I didn't even talk to him
about
it.
Oh, my God. He said, y'all are dumb.
This is silly.
You can have this. I want you to give it to Micaiah.
I'm not having that.
She came over the other day. I could have given it to her then, but I decided not
to. She would have taken it, too. Like, yes.
So you can have that.
I am not going.
I'm gonna put it on that side. So you don't forget it. By your wallet over there.
Right here. And my gift to you is to put your headphones on.
Oh, my gosh. I already know what's happening, and that's hysterical, but I am going to listen to it.
Hi, I'm Melissa.
And I'm Mel.
Girl, let me tell you, I only had maybe a little less than half of that drink.
When you're drinking, you just got to drink more.
I am a strongly worded email.
Actually, that feels in line, though.
That is not true!
No, listen. And every now and again, when somebody get out of line, you just yell, pop the trunk.
I'm the juice to her gin. Did we hit record?
Is it working? Is it on? I'm calling to pop the trunk on Melissa Fredericks, a.k.a. Miss Kev on Stage, a.k.a. The Juice on this podcast. This is Melanie, a.k.a. Mel, a.k.a. The Gin on this podcast. I'm popping the trunk because last week, Melissa decided to throw my baby's blanket in the trash and then bought her a new one from Walmart. And then found the trash blanket, returned the Walmart blanket, and really think she finna give my baby a trash blanket. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, she chose to tell me live on this podcast the entire story. Uh-huh. Girl, you could have kept that. We are popping the trunk on Melissa. Okay, say no, I'm cheating. Say
No.
Okay, we're working on language skills over here. Y'all seen the word of the day. All right, pop the trunk.
Why would you make Micaiah do a cameo? I feel like that's where you cross the line.
She didn't even cooperate. None.
Because she loves me.
I was like, say no. You say it any other time.
Micaiah loves me. You guys don't understand. She is my favorite. That little girl is the best. That was rich. That was freaking fantastic.
Welcome to the chaos of
this
podcast.
Welcome to the chaos. If you missed last week and you were confused and lost,
You gotta go back.
Let me tell you guys, me and Mel, I have a couple ideas that I want to do. But one of them is going to be a glossary of terms.
Oh, yes.
Because anytime we say, where is John? And someone in the comments says, who is John?
No, do something, John.
Oh, do something. Do something, John. And they say, who
is John?
I'm so confused. I don't understand the reference. I need you guys to catch up. I need you guys to understand what's happening.
Yes.
Go get Greg. That has a meaning now.
Somebody
we don't mean
was like,
literally.
Who is Greg?
Yes.
Is that their other sister's husband?
Like, no, girl.
We're going to give y'all a glossary.
So we're going to give you guys what pop the trunk means.
Yes.
Go get Greg. Do something, John. There's going to be a list. And we can refer the new people like, hey, what do I need to know to understand what's going on in this podcast? That's what we're going to refer them to that. Okay.
Absolutely.
That's good. That's in the works. That's going to happen.
Absolutely.
All right. Blanket, pop the trunk. Go ahead.
The other thing you need to know is that nothing stinks more than, like, I don't even know. What's the smell you hate? I feel like...
Burned popcorn. I can't stand it.
It stinks.
Yes.
And it has such a distinct smell.
And it doesn't go away.
Yes. And that is very similar to body odor. Which has also a very distinct smell, and it stinks, and nobody likes that. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Lumi Whole Body Deodorant. Unlike other DOs, Lumi is powered by mandelic acid to control odor in a new way. Lumi delivers outrageous 72-hour odor control everywhere from your pits to your feet, and yes, even your privates. In fact, it was patients' concerns about private part odor that originally inspired the OBGYN who invented Lumi. Fast forward 6 years, and her game-changing whole body deo has now earned over 300,000 five-star reviews from people like me who love feeling confident from head to toe. This special offer is that new customers get $5 off of Lumi Starter Pack with code GJ at LumiDeodorant.com. I am a fan of Lumi because I am a fan of not having body odor. Amen. And I sweat. Okay.
I sweat too.
When if I get like flustered, I'll start to feel hot and then I'm sweating and then I'm like, how did this happen? And I need something quick to be able to, hey, wrap it up. Okay. Figure this out. I still have things to do. It's the middle of the day. There's nothing worse than that. Okay. And Lumi is here to save the day. I like how their starter pack, it's like a bunch of different versions to have deodorant. There's like a ball version.
Yeah.
There's some wipes.
They do.
There's like all the different kinds. That's what I need because I don't know where I'm going to need to spruce up.
Yes.
So the flexibility of that is literally one of my favorite things. Lumi is seriously safe to use anywhere on your body, pits, under boobs, amen, thigh folds, belly buttons, butt cracks, vulvas, and feet. Again, it was created by an OBGYN who saw firsthand how normal BO was being misdiagnosed and mistreated. Baking soda free and paraben free, pH balance for safe use below the belt. Lumi starter pack is perfect for new customers. Like I said, it comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice, and free shipping. As a special for our listeners, new customers get $5 off of a Lumi starter pack with code GJ at LumiDeodorant.com. That equates to over 40% off of your starter pack when you visit LumiDeodorant.com and use code GJ. All right, let's get into the
things. Let's go straight into reality TV. We're going to start with The Traitors, okay? The Traitors Season 2 Wrapped. We watched the finale and we watched the last episode. Actually, me, Mel, Amara came over and
Monique Neville's.
Yeah, Monique Neville's. She is Richie Loco's wife. So we all came over. She made some amazing martinis.
Gosh.
They were like guava something.
No, they were margaritas, not martinis.
Thank you very much. Margaritas. So freaking good. And she made this cake.
It was a caramel cake.
Man.
Fire.
Just, and then she brought all the stuff. Just,
it was amazing.
Tens all around. No notes.
Yes.
Okay, so start, because now I need to remember how it happened.
So what happened is that Traitor got kicked out, right? Traitor was it not Trishelle? What was her name?
Kate. Yes, Kate got kicked out. She messed herself up at the end of the episode when Phaedra was leaving.
Yep.
And she said she's a selfish player.
Yeah.
It was just
Everybody was like,
what? What does that mean?
Weird way to describe
because
somebody.
No one else would describe her that way. You were talking from a traitor perspective and you like gave yourself away. Duh. So of course now all eyes are on her.
Yes. So she's going so hard and she looks dumb. Everybody is onto her immediately.
Yes.
She gets voted out. Sure.
Yes.
This is great.
Oh,
this is amazing.
Yes. Yes.
Go ahead.
No.
Oh.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. This is amazing. This makes sense.
Yes.
Okay. Now there's Sandra.
Yes. Trishelle.
And CT. And so.
And this is the final circle of truth at the fire thing. Okay. This is it. This is when you decide the winners and who gets the money.
And if you haven't watched, you should mute us now.
Yes.
Because what happens is that they get to vote, mm-hmm. and each one votes the other one. Okay?
Yes.
And so for three people, you need at least two to vote the same person in order for that person to be out.
Oh, MJ. That's right. MJ. Sandra was gone. Oh, Sandra got
MJ,
kicked out.
My bad. You're
that's right.
MJ.
Yes. Sandra got kicked out as well, even though she was... They was being dumb.
They were being so dumb.
They were being dumb because there was no reason to kick out Sandra.
Yeah.
And she was. It was so obvious that she was a faithful. So anyway, Sandra got kicked out. Kate got kicked out.
Yes. Okay, so then it's MJ. MJ, Trishelle, CT. They all vote the next one. Because it's three people, you need at least two to vote the same person in order to be out.
No, but before you go through the voting process.
Go ahead.
So all three people have to unanimously agree that...
That's right. That, the red and the green.
Yes, that we're all faithfuls here, and therefore we don't have
it's
to vote anybody.
Again right
yes,
now.
Me too. Everyone's a faithful here, so we don't have to revote. It is time now to split the money.
That's
Everyone
stupid.
Gets an individual vote. So first one goes in, and it is MJ.
And she goes green.
She goes green. She believes everyone here
Everybody
is a faithful.
Everybody here is a faithful. We can all split the money and go on about our lives.
Yes. CT goes red. Trishelle goes red. So now we are forced to make a vote happen.
Yes.
Someone now must go.
Yes. And MJ is like, I don't know why we're doing this.
Yes.
I really don't want to, but since they're forcing me to, Trishelle, I guess.
Yes.
And then Trishelle's like, CT, I guess.
Yes.
And then CT's like, MJ, I guess. So now...
So now it's a draw.
It's a draw.
And it's weird because CT and Trishelle have history.
Yes. They're like 20 years friends.
Yes.
And they're good people.
Yes.
And blah, blah, blah. And they had a whole cahoot.
Yes.
And they had a whole agreement and blah, blah, blah. So they didn't blown it up. And Trishelle's reason was like, because CT...
She was being rude.
It was
Trishelle was giving revenge energy, period.
Yes.
Because the deciding... She would have voted for CT, and this is why she messed up. She would have voted for CT and had MJ voted for CT. Because remember, she was the toss-up.
Yes.
She was the toss-up.
Trishelle should have been gone.
Trishelle should have been gone.
They should have been voted her out.
Girl,
you made it here by the skin of your teeth.
Yes.
And now you're going to come here and try to play these games.
And not only play... I mean, MJ ends up being the sacrifice here, but low-key, she played CT.
She played CT.
Because
she absolutely played him.
Easily MJ could have said CT.
Yeah.
And that would have been the end of the game. And so CT's looking at Trishelle like, are you serious?
Right.
You put, if we're going to do this, the person we're voting out is MJ.
And then
you put my name down?
They start going back and forth after the vote. It's Trishelle and CT confessing their love for each other and how sorry they are.
Yes.
MJ standing there like, oh, shoot. So it's going to be me, huh?
What do I do?
All right. So y'all love each other again.
What do
so
I do?
I'm screwed. Then he's like, vote. MJ, you're home. You're done. Girl, bye. This was, y'all are dumb.
I hated that for her.
Do you feel like it was planned?
So yes and no. The fact that Trishelle and CT voted red makes me think that they did have some prior conversation. And I think Trishelle went rogue. And I think Trishelle went rogue because CT went rogue a few scenes earlier when they agreed to vote on Kate. And she voted and he voted MJ Sandra. It was Sandra. Sorry. That's why I think. That's what I think happened. And she was just trying to be revengeful.
Yeah.
She was just trying to get her
get back.
It was
giving revenge, but it also was given this was planned. Like, there was a plan.
Mm-hmm.
There was some deviation from that plan, but we can always come back to the plan. And they came back to the plan.
Yeah, but MJ, her vote was up in the air. Their plan could have been foiled had MJ said CT.
I agree. But also, I think that maybe they were just willing to take that risk. Like, I don't.
Well,
I
CT
don't know.
Was stupid.
I agree. I don't know.
I wouldn't take that risk with me on the line to not get nothing. They would have been better off saying yes, and we all split it a third because CT could have got zero.
That's true. But I don't see. It's just the fact that they both went red when it was very obvious
was
that
so
nobody
obvious.
Here left is a traitor. Is giving a plan.
Yeah.
It's given we decided.
Yes.
This.
Yes.
Like, I just don't believe, I believe that that was the plan. And it was, it sucks because MJ got played.
She got, and she was still mad at the reunion.
And she was still mad. They were like, it's still mad. I would be mad too.
I would be mad too.
I
because
be
she was
too.
Clearly played.
Yes.
And that was not, and low key, Sandra was too. I don't know. I mean, Kate played the game because she's the one that ended up shining the light on Sandra. But it was so obvious that Sandra was a faithful. It was so obvious.
It was.
But,
stupid.
You know, you got, this is the other thing I want folk to realize. They're only splitting $200,000 for a game show. That's not a lot.
Well, so I was, so listen, okay? Because if it's only 200,000 and there's three of you, versus two of you.
Yep.
I might have would have threw red too. Somebody here still a traitor.
Yes.
Because I selfishly I want the money.
Yes.
So I
and
get
that's
it.
Why I think CT and CT and Trishelle, that's what their agreement was. Let's let it be us two splitting the pot and get the third person out. But for a game show, I just felt like 500,000 would be a better pot. Like for a game show, because again, you are, which I guess that's how the game is played, right? Like you are more incentivized to get as many people out at the end, even if you think they're faithfuls, because splitting $250,000 at max, but they were at like 200-ish. Amongst three or four people. I mean, you could, you know, now you could do some damage. You could pay off a car note, you know, maybe a student loan. You could pay off some credit card debt. But that's not money that's like forever.
No, no, no.
Life-changing.
Yeah, yeah. I agree.
Next show?
Yes.
All right. Then let's talk about Love is Blind.
Love is Blind. I don't agree with that sentiment. First of all,
me
but
either.
Anyway,
we've talked about we're too realist for this. No, no, no. Love's not blind. I need to see you.
Absolutely.
I actually
not.
Need to. I need to interact with you for four seasons.
Absolutely.
How I actually believe. Because do you get weird around the holidays? Do you not?
All
what about
these
your birthday?
Matter.
In the spring, do you get funky? What about Valentine's Day? Do you always want to break up with me around that time because you don't want to spend no money on me? I need to experience you in awful holidays.
Absolutely.
Awful,
do you have
awful
a father
seasons?
Who maybe cheated on your mother and now that affects you forever and so you continue to reference it every time we talk? Like, is that a part of your life? I should know that prior to, I don't know, maybe saying, yes, I'll marry you. Those are important things to discuss.
If you haven't watched the Love is Blind finale,
ciao.
Now's your chance to get on up out of here because we're going to be talking freely and there will be spoilers. You cannot talk about the finale of this show without talking about the finale of the show.
Absolutely.
So there will be spoilers. All right. So by this time, what we also know with this whole experiment is that Love is not blind. Mm-hmm. All right. Because there were five couples to start. Only two got to the aisle. Only one made it and said, I do. All right.
Yes.
The success rate here is awful. All right. We need more information
in
the pod.
Did people say I do?
Yes.
I forgot.
So this other thing y'all should know.
I don't
know.
Care about the people.
If you fast forwarded through Johnny and Amy.
The whole season, I fast forwarded through them. I forgot they said I do. That's beautiful for them. Congrats to them. I did not know that.
Not the healthy couple. This is in quotations. Healthy couple being the boring couple that nobody wanted to
so
see or talk
boring,
about.
They
were
so
such a
boring.
Yawn.
They tried so hard to make this whole pregnancy thing and a part of the line, the storyline.
Nobody cared.
It was giving boring.
Yes. It was also really stupid because, again, condoms were always an option
always.
For them.
Always. They were fed the fact that they can't act like it is a problem. I mean, that's an option, but like, girl, it's giving boring. Sorry.
So...
Okay, so moving on. Yeah. Let's talk about, first of all, that man, Jimmy.
So you want to go to them first?
Yes.
Okay, go for it.
Jimmy, before the wedding, how did he get there?
I'm going to tell you.
What happened?
This is how I imagine the conversation went. Jimmy said, Chelsea, the cameras are here. Now will be a really good time for us to talk about our wedding day. And Chelsea said, oh, yes, let's. So they sit down and he says, instead, I want to know how you think things are going. And she said, I mean, we've had a few struggles, but I feel like things are going well. And then he.
I love you.
And I love you.
But I just want to be with you. I love you.
And what did Jimmy say? And I love you too, but.
But.
This is where we end. This is my stop. I'm getting off of this train. I actually feel like you are the best thing to ever happen to me. I love you so much. And the greatest accomplishment in my life is meeting you. Oh, my God. I am so thankful to God Almighty that I have met you. You are everything to me. I love you from the soles of my feet to the crown of my head. I love you so deeply. From the depths of my soul, I love you.
Also.
And I do not want to marry you.
We will not be getting married.
And I'm standing 10 toes down.
What? Why? That. But I thought we loved each other. Why? Jimmy? So it's over? So we're done? Jimmy was like, yes.
Absolutely.
Have a good day.
You are not a safe space for me. And I told you that I slept with my friend in confidence. Okay. I told you I had sex with my friend in confidence.
And you told everybody.
And you told the world. And I'm not worried about me. I'm worried about her. Because now the
Jimmy?
Next person she dates is going to know we slept together.
Oh, sir? My gosh. Cam, you got something to say? I saw
I was
you.
Saying, also, a little bit in his defense, at least he told her before they got to the wedding day.
That's true.
To lead her up to that. Which yes. I'm sure the producers wanted that to happen yes. for the show's sake, but...
I actually don't fault him for saying it.
No.
I'm teasing him a little bit, but I think he did make the right decision in telling her.
I agree.
I also respect the fact that he didn't want it on camera for her sake. I get all of the things. And she isn't a safe space to then throw it out at him. But it was wild.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
That's low-key kind of wild still. And then for him to be like, yeah, I told you that. And like, basically, you should be cool with it because I could have not told you. Sir?
Yes.
You're not fostering trust for me. It's just not what you think. It's not going how you think it is.
But also, I feel like, listen, he didn't want to be with that girl for a long time.
He confuses
me. I feel like he fought his true feelings in an attempt to try and, like, convince himself that he loved her and that they could work.
Really?
I feel like he knew. I think the minute he called that girl clingy,
He
was
that
out.
That was the conversation. Because I think in there, he was like, I actually did like this person up
yes.
until this point, and
yes.
now I'm second-guessing everything that's
I
happening.
Think at that point, it was like, oh, I'm out. I can't be with you. I cannot be with you. You are driving me crazy. So I think he just stayed on the set and continued, also because we're going to talk about the lawsuit and the fact that there's a $50,000 fine if you leave early. So I think he was trying, and then he said,
enough is enough.
This is not going to work.
Enough is enough. I'm going to be honest for me. I can't tell. I really, truly can't tell. Some days, exactly what you said is how I feel, and some days I'm like, maybe he did really like her and she just ruined it. I don't know.
She also ruined it.
I don't know.
I don't think he could tell either. So
Well, and actually, that's probably true.
Yeah,
he probably couldn't tell either.
But also, this is a terrible thing to say about another woman, but it's giving like, I just want my turn and to be in a relationship.
Absolutely.
So you showed me enough interest. I'm on this experiment. You're the guy. So, like, full on. And he was like, girl, full stop.
Yeah. that conversation was hilarious.
It makes sense to give in that point because when she was asked, or when the other guy asked her, if I had said yes first, would you have said yes? And she was like, oh, well, maybe. Yeah. So it's kind of like she was just waiting for somebody. Yeah.
Somebody.
She reminds me when you're, like, in, like, elementary school or middle school or whatever, and you haven't, like, you don't really have the confidence to tell someone no. So whoever likes you, you automatically just like them back.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
And I think her, like, self-esteem dictates, it's not that I have to like you. I can like anyone.
Yeah.
But if you like me, I'm holding on to that and
I'm
not letting go.
Absolutely.
And her insecurity was so loud.
It was.
Like, the fact that she was even arguing against being clingy, instead of simply saying, I am really clingy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, to be honest, I like a lot of attention. I like to be held. I like to be felt. I want you in my presence. It's quality time. It's physical touch. Like, and you did sleep with that girl, and it does make me uncomfortable, so I am. And we just met.
Yeah.
I actually really don't even know you well enough to really have that trust in you.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, I'm a little bit uncomfortable. To be honest, it is an anxious attachment. She would have been better in my book just admitting to it and then contextualizing that. And like, then it's like, no, I actually understand what she's saying. Like, she does have a point. But gaslighting him into like, I'm actually not clingy and it's not a problem. Mm-hmm. And yes, you told me that in confidence to protect your reputation. Also, I won't tell you another secret.
But it's a difference between like, it's a difference between what you described, right, and then clingy. Like, I feel like there is a world in which you could say, I really like attention. We're new. That makes me feel insecure. Like, please love on me and physical touch. And then there's like, when the insecurity part like takes over, and it's just like, please don't let me go. Yes.
And everybody's like, oh, girl, what's happening?
Relax. Yeah, when your brain immediately goes to like the negative things that could be going on, there's an issue there. Yes. There's no reason to assume that.
Yes, it's giving like self-work. Like, you've got to go to therapy.
She said on her TikTok, I told you on my TikTok, I work really hard. She says she's gone to therapy and she's done all of the things. And I just...
She's not done yet.
I agree. I don't think she's done.
She's not done. She got to keep going.
Yeah.
But let me tell you what gets done really quick. And that's Factor Meals.
Yes. Okay.
In 2 minutes, they be done. All right. Eating better is easy with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes. You'll have over 35 different options to choose from every week, including Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Also, there are more than 60 add-ons to help you stay fueled up and feeling good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and go after your goals. Like I said, two-minute meals. Fuel up with Factor's restaurant-quality meals that are ready to heat and eat whenever you are. There's pancakes and smoothies and more. They have a variety of easy options for the entire day, like breakfast, midday bites, and more. No prep, no mess meals. They're ready to heat and eat, so there's no prepping, cooking, or clean up needed. I just want to quickly say, I love a good add-on. I love, like, here's what we have for you, and here's what you can add.
I'll be like, yes.
Yes.
Let me choose that and that and that to my meal. That feels like a snack, a dessert.
So anyway, I'm a fan of Factor's add-ons. Head to factormeals.com/juice50.
Juice50.
And use code juice50.
Juice50.
To get 50% off. That's code juice50.
Juice50.
At factormeals.com/juice50 to get 50% off. All right.
Very good. The other thing is, someone brought this up, and it is worth mentioning, that when he went to that birthday party for 3.5 minutes, y'all know the events you go to where you simply want your face to be seen, say hello, and you're headed back home. And she threw a full-on tantrum.
And that's therapy needed.
Yeah.
You can't just be...
The clinginess.
And he's like, we haven't spent a day, a minute apart since we've been together. I go out one time, and it's all of this.
Like, girl.
That's too much.
Yeah, she's a lot.
That's too much.
She's a lot. Okay, so they're done.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go on to Clay and AD, because that's all we want to talk about. Mm-hmm. All right, let me set up the scenario, all right, in case you haven't watched and you're not going to watch, but you want to follow the conversation. We appreciate you as well. All right. Clay and AD, they have dated throughout the pods. And throughout their dating time, he has confessed over and over and over and over, and I'm going to say it again, and over again, how his father cheated on his mama and he didn't have a good father figure in his life. And that has caused him to believe he is going to cheat on AD.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This has happened to the point where it was awkward, sir. We got it, you're going to cheat on this girl. But AD...
She said cheating is hereditary.
That's it. He made it seem like that was in his DNA, okay? It was unavoidable. It was going to happen,
absolutely.
All right? So they go through, but AD being the black woman that puts everything on their shoulders, the world, the weight, the responsibility, and says, I can shoulder this. I can handle this.
Uh-huh.
If you don't believe you're going to cheat, or if you believe you can cheat, I'll have enough belief for the both of us that you won't.
That you won't.
And I'm going to impart my belief that you won't cheat on me into you, despite what he says.
Yes.
So all the red flags, she's punching him. Down the line, punch, out of here, kick, roundhouse, bet you didn't see that coming, boom, red flags, move out the way. That was her all the way to the altar. And then they get to the altar.
Oh my gosh, this man was silly.
And
why he acted like that, though? He like giddy. Hey.
He was.
He looks so beautiful.
Wait. No, he didn't say beautiful. Oh, he did say beautiful, but first he said body.
Oh, yeah, he did.
They get to the altar. They get to the altar. This is in a nutshell, and then we're going to go through because it's a lot to dissect. They get to the altar. She gives a beautiful speech, by the way. I love you. You don't see in you what I see in you. I respect and love the man that you are and the man that you will be. Come on, somebody, because I see your potential. I see the future in you, and it is great. It's not who you are today, baby, because I see your future, and it is great. And what I'm here to do is stand by you through your process. I am your cheerleader today, henceforth, and forevermore. I will be your biggest cheerleader. Beautiful speech for a man she's known for 2.5 seconds.
Amen.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
And then?
And he got up there and said, first of all, your body is banging.
The ass is acid.
But in terms of marriage, it's going to be a no for me, dog. But I rock with you still.
But I rock with you.
And I ain't going nowhere.
I'm not
going
to marry you. But I rock with you forever. Because your ass is acid.
Wait. In a nutshell, with like very little exaggeration, that's what happened.
And she just cried.
That baby cried.
And cried and cried. And then mama. Daddy, first of all, Clay's daddy.
Oh, okay. So take us there.
Okay.
Before the wedding.
Wait, that was before?
You talking about his track accomplishments?
Oh, I forgot about that. I was going to go to daddy.
No, we got to dissect it now.
No. Before the wedding.
Yeah, we got to dissect it. Start from the top.
What did he say to him?
Listen.
Daddy told Clay.
Listen.
This is the most meaningful conversation he's ever had in all of Clay's years, and it's about him saying that he was a track star.
Yes. Daddy came to the scene to give his words of encouragement to his son that's finna get married. And this man said, so you remember I used to be a college athlete.
Oh, my.
And then I was All-American.
Yes.
I was high school All-American, college All-American, and then adult arena league that Legion was in. I was in that league, too.
All in there.
As an All-American.
And then you beat me that one time.
Well, no. Then I went to the Olympics.
Oh, did he go to the Olympics?
No, he said he almost did.
Oh, I was like, wait.
And then he said, I was popping. I was good. I was great. And then one time, you had beat me.
You beat me that one time.
And I just want to say I'm proud of you.
Absolutely.
Because you had beat me that one time.
Yes.
And my heart, at that point, I knew from the day you was born to the day you beat me, you was going to be somebody. I just want to tell you, I live vicariously through you because look at all you've accomplished. You on TV.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to be the America's Next Golden Bachelor. Can y'all call me ABC? I know this is Netflix.
Literally.
But in the event that
somebody
y'all are looking...
it.
These are all my accomplishments. I was a track star.
That was so bad.
It was so bad.
He was like, look at this father-son relationship, this conversation. Oh, it's so good.
So good.
Sir, you look stupid.
And said nothing.
You look so dumb. And then the whole time, Clay is looking like a 5-year-old who just wants the approval of their father.
That's exactly
how
he was looking.
It was so sad. For he just was, Dad, can you help me fix my tie? Can you help me fix my shoe? Do you like what I did with my hair?
Yes.
And it's like,
yeah, it was sad.
That was so sad to see.
Yeah, it was. It was very, his dad got up there and said a whole bunch of nothing.
Nothing.
And his son only wanted his approval.
That's it.
That's it. That's all.
Oh,
tell
my gosh.
Tell me I'm doing a good, like, give him something.
Yeah.
The impartation that AD was doing.
He wants that
he needed
from
his
dad.
Daddy. He needed his daddy to do it.
And then they have, so then he tells AD that her body is banging.
She's walking up to the aisle. Okay. Yeah. Walking up, not the aisle. What is it called? The altar. First of all, chest out.
Oh, my.
Slit up to the point of wardrobe malfunction. All right. It was high.
It was very high.
Okay. She walks up and Clay says to her, okay, body.
Okay, body. You know.
I am a bride. I am a bride. There are many a times where I want you to say, okay, body. But on the day that personally I am a bride, I want to look beautiful. I want to look pretty.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear okay, body.
Body.
Personally.
Well, that's because he knew he was about to say no. He wasn't thinking, oh my gosh, look at this angel that God has given me. He
and
was like,
exactly.
Oh, I wonder if I can take her down tonight, even though I'm about to tell her no.
Yes. And
that's
can I be
what
honest?
He was thinking about.
I blame a little bit of her being objectified.
Okay.
A little bit of that is on her. She leads physical. She leads body.
Was it not
a hot take? I thought it was a hot take.
No. I think that, I mean, I'm sure she wants to obviously be respected for her mind and like what she has to offer outside of her body. However, I feel like she is full aware that the body is stacked.
Yes.
She said it's Jesus in squats. Like, I feel like she knows that the butt is button.
Yeah.
And so I think that that is a part of what she is offering here. But that doesn't take away from the fact that she also went. Listen, if I had her butt, I would be taking pictures with my behind.
I'd also put some of that on the producers and the editors because they choose what goes into the show and what doesn't. So they're the ultimate gatekeepers for a lot of that. And if
that's
they want someone to be objectified, they're going to make it.
That is true. So, okay, keep going.
Okay, so then the wedding and then mama and daddy.
No, one more thing about the wedding.
I want to get to mama and daddy.
I'm sorry, we're going to go there because I know we're going to sit there alone. If y'all was on the TikTok, there's a scene when they're at the altar where Clay whispers to her,
"No." I saw somebody said that.
So if you haven't seen it,
did
go
you
on
see
the
it?
TikTok.
You believe
I didn't
it?
See it in there, but there it's a screenshot of the.
And he says no.
Yes, I didn't show it to you.
I don't remember.
Oh, let me show you. There is a scene, and he says, "She's like smiling. She's clearly just oblivious to the moment. She's just out in like la la land, and so he's smiling at her. And he's like, no.
Oh,
I didn't.
He
show
was trying
you.
To tell her.
I think to me. Oh, wait a minute.
Because
you don't think this is fabulous.
Also, this dude I follow on TikTok. He's the best. He does these fashion things, and it's like love it, hate it. How tall is she? Oh, hate him.
With their outfits on?
Yes, it's the best. It's the best. Okay, Clay says no. All right, here we go.
Wedding ceremony and absolutely no one catches it, including her. It's literally on video.
A dedication. Many have chosen lifelong partnerships. But today, we celebrate yours. Your love.
Did y'all see the minister?
He said no.
He said no.
He said like this first, and then he was like, no.
Like he was trying to forewarn her.
Because listen, I want to get to where I'm
now,
going.
Okay, then he says no. If you haven't seen it, go on TikTok. Just literally Google Clay says no. Then let's go to after.
Go ahead.
No, go!
I don't remember exactly what happened. All I know, listen, because what I want to say is I'm trying to get to where I want to go.
Okay,
I'm going to
set
that.
It up.
Okay.
So after all of this happens, of course, she runs, you know, with her family. She tells her family, y'all ready to go? And they all march out. Clay then, no. Margarita, his mama, and Clay's daddy then have a conversation.
Yes.
And this is where it gets good.
His mama was a mama. She told him. He turned out this way because of you, basically.
She sure did.
And then she said, there were some things I didn't know until
this
about what he saw and experienced with you.
Sure did.
Which and is you, given you took him on your rendezvous when you were cheating on me.
That's 100% what she's talking
about. That's exactly what it was given.
Yes.
And the fact that she had to find out now, because he obviously told her because he's obviously very traumatized and stressed out about the fact that he's going to do what he saw.
Mm-hmm.
And now mama is addressing daddy about it.
Yep.
But what did he say when the mama, she said, and we're not going to have that conversation
because
again.
Because he said, you need to find yourself a good woman. Or he needs to find himself a good woman. I found one in you.
Yes.
Or I had you, or I met you, something along those lines. Did I write it down?
She said, you mistreated me, or you did
you had me, and you treated me wrong, or you treated me bad.
And
I can't remember the exact quote, but it's something along
that conversation again.
Because she started to well up.
I said, oh, my.
She said, we're divorced, and you don't owe me nothing. But this is not okay, and you need to go to your son. You need to apologize without excuse. And own up to what you own up to what you did to him, because the trauma you inflicted on him is what he brought to that altar.
That's so. Oh, it was so good.
It was the thing is, and this
me,
is
but
why.
You good.
Thank
or
you.
You met
found
me, but you didn't treat me well.
That's
or
exactly.
You found me, but you were not. Yeah.
So the thing about it is, and this is what that's I honestly thing. Believe. I put the link in here. I honestly believe. Earlier, I was like, I feel like Clay has like good intentions, right? Yes. On an earlier episode, I feel like in his heart he's good. What I actually think is that we're seeing Clay, the internal tension of Clay.
Yeah, I agree.
You see Clay, who is his father's son, but who was raised by his mama.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I think he truly wants to do right. Yeah. I truly think he wants, I mean, I his agree. Mama said it, he wants to be in a relationship. He wants to experience love and a marriage and have a family. Like, he truly wants to experience those things. But his honest to goodness fear, well, I got one more thing I want to say though. His honest to goodness fear is that he's going to mess up because that's what he saw his daddy do.
Yep,
he doesn't have an example of how to show up better than what he saw. And I believe that freaks him out. With that said,
okay,
his ex-girlfriend was on the TikTok and said he's a clown, he be cheating. He had hoes before this show. He had hoes after this show. And everything he said and did was for the television.
Oh, like he wasn't trying to be a different man at all. There was no tension.
Well, so now I don't know.
He came on that show to get more hoes?
That man came on that show to make a fool of all of us. And primarily AD.
Well, my recommendation to AD is to take care of herself. And that's why I love that Care Of is a sponsor of this podcast. Care Of is a health and wellness company that ships high quality personalized vitamins, supplements, and powders conveniently to your door every month. Care Of offers a curated set of products that are designed to work with research-backed ingredients and optimal doses. All you do to get started is take a short, simple online quiz about your lifestyle and health goals, and Care Of will give you doctor-backed recommendations. It's that easy. It helps you track how you're feeling and play back insights about your results over time so you can adjust your routine as your needs change. I personally... actually, I've been really good lately. I wanted, when I took the survey, I'm doing it like monthly now, what I said recently is I wanted energy, which is something that's been consistent for me. But I've been like working out and trying to go to the gym consistently. And I feel like I've been feeling better. So I'm very excited about my latest Care Of. The vitamins that they've sent to me and supplements and all of the jazz. I have more things because I'm always like, my hair and nails. Do you have anything for that? Because I want that too. And of course, the packaging makes it really easy the way it's set up. It's right by my bed. It's absolutely one of my favorite things. New at Care Of, some of their best-selling vitamins are now also available in bottles if you're not yet ready to subscribe to monthly packs, which is amazing because maybe you don't know about monthly yet. And so these bottles can be perfect for you. For 50% off of your first Care Of subscription order, go to takecareof.com and enter code GJ50.
GJ50.
That is for 50% off of your first Care Of subscription. Go to takecareof.com and enter code GJ50.
GJ50.
All right. We love Care Of. I just want to say, okay, because now that we talked about, I think that was everybody. That
I got
was
one
left.
More thing.
Oh, go ahead.
One more thing, because somebody said they think AD and Clay are together. I do too.
Oh.
Or at least tried if they're not together because they
said. Which I think they should have.
I be going back and forth.
Well, I think that.
Didn't AD say that if he said no, she was like, I'm not going to date you.
And that's what she said. I'm here for the experiment. And if you say no, it's a no. And I felt like, y'all know this wasn't the experiment for y'all.
Yeah.
This was the experiment for y'all to meet, but not for y'all to get married. Y'all should absolutely try to explore a relationship outside of this setting. This is not it.
Yeah.
But go try.
Yeah. I hope he gets the therapy and he's serious.
Absolutely.
I really hope so. But we'll see. I am super intrigued to see how the reunion goes if they tried and broke up again.
Yeah, yeah.
Or if they tried and they're still together. I'm very interested. Last thing I'm going to say.
Yep.
Laura and what was Sarah Ann? What was his name?
Jeremy, the stupid way of the spelling.
Girl.
What?
His ex-girlfriend. Would you call it Mel on TikTok? The after season on TikTok is where the tea is.
It's Love is Blind season 6 part B.
Yes. Because I'm telling you, my algorithm serves me all the stuff. The girl's name is like Ginger Snaps or something.
Oh.
Ginger Slaps or something like that, right? Something, Chad. Just look up Jeremy's ex-girlfriend. So she tells the four-part series that we watched.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
She said they dated, basically, in a nutshell, she said that man has a temper.
Yep.
To the point where he pulled out a
weapon.
Bang, bang.
Pew, pew.
Pew, pew on her.
Uh-huh.
And she had to escape the house, and the police had to come.
Uh-huh.
Listen,
because we finna get into this lawsuit right in a minute, okay? All right.
But
wait, before I do, because I just wanna say, okay, obviously AD had a lot of but Clay had a lot of issues, okay? His daddy got even more. He's still not a villain to me because I think that I truly believe he tried. I mean, outside of the ex-girlfriend saying that he was acting a fool. What came across to me was that it really was an internal struggle, and he really was trying to figure out how can I be in this relationship and not disappoint this girl when internally I'm feeling like I'm gonna cheat.
I agree.
So I feel like he wasn't a villain. Did it suck for her? Yes. Does it suck for anybody that gets told no at the altar? Absolutely. I don't care what the circumstances are. That probably sucks.
Yeah.
So I get that. But I don't feel like he's a villain. I don't feel like Jimmy is a villain either. I think it was great for him to end that when he ended it. I think he probably wanted to do so sooner, but he was trying to, like, fight it out. So no fault there. The boring couple that got married, shout out to them. That's amazing. Jeremy, that's spelled with an A, that's really stupid. And Sarah Ann are the true villains of the whole season.
I agree.
Those are the bad people.
Yep.
So I just, people were attacking Clay. And I'm like, low key, if you attack anybody from that situation, attack his daddy.
Yeah,
okay, he's the fault here. Yeah, he's the blame.
Yeah.
Clay got to figure his own stuff out, but I think he handled it. Him saying yes would have been worse.
I agree. So, I think if without him acknowledging that he needed the help and just going into this relationship, without a shadow of a doubt, he would have cheated on that girl.
Yes.
And then he would have put AD in the same position
that his mama was in. 100%.
Because he just would have repeated the cycle.
Same
and
stuff.
AD was so down, she would have stayed there.
Absolutely.
Because she said there was nothing that man could... My love was
nothing.
Blind. Because there's nothing that man could have told me to make me love him any less.
No, and that's bad.
That's a problem.
There's got to be things there's that somebody can say to
especially
you.
Especially this early on.
You don't know that man,
you
baby.
Don't know him.
Also, stop trying to carry the world and your love, the love of your relationship on your back. The whole point of a relationship is that two people, more if you're polyamorous, are carrying... That the weight of this.
I agree.
If you feel like it's all on you, that's not called a relationship.
That is
called you.
Yes.
Trying to be with somebody.
If for real.
You should leave.
Yes.
Like, let's not commend her feeling like I can see more in you than you see for yourself. Okay, don't see him no more. Okay? Also, stop dating when you are like 25 plus. Dating off potential is stupid.
Yeah.
Don't date for what you feel like he can be. Okay. Mm-hmm. Date for who he is. Okay. Realize, accept that this is the person that he is, and that may not change.
And it may
not
change.
And so if you sign on the dotted line, what you are getting is what you will continue to get.
Amen.
Okay. It should be a blessing if he changes and develops into something else. But if you don't want to accept today's version, run. Run away.
Run. That's
I don't like that.
I
was pissed off because she should have left.
Ben left. And he gave her reason
to
leave. And she chose to stay.
Absolutely.
And there's nothing more to be added. Mm. She should have left. She should have left.
Absolutely.
And there's no amount of faith she can have in him that he doesn't have in himself to sustain this relationship.
No.
And that's why he played in her face.
Absolutely.
She played in her own face.
She did.
She a little bit did. She a little bit did play in her
did.
Own face.
I don't like that. Okay, so listen, there was a lawsuit that apparently dropped in January. I don't know how I missed this one, but there was a contestant from season 5, and she is suing because a lot of contestants sue Delirium and Netflix. From this show?
It's Delirium? It's not Kinetic?
No, it's Delirium. Oh, we just had this conversation. It's Delirium.
Why did I think Kinetic was over Love is Blind?
Mm-mm. In all of these lawsuits, it's been this company.
Shut up!
Uh-huh.
Huh. Okay, keep going.
I thought they had it on their website,
I did, too. That's why I'm super interested. Is that their parent company?
Or is Delirium the casting?
Oh.
Maybe Delirium is casting and they are actual production? I don't know, because Delirium has been mentioned in these lawsuits.
So interesting. Okay, our show.
See,
yeah, Love
there.
Is Blind.
Love is Blind.
Okay, so let me look up Delirium. How do you spell it? Just like Delirium?
D-E-L-I-R-I-U-M. Uh-huh.
Casting? Not Sandman.
I wonder if they are casting.
I can't find anything. We'll have to look it up.
Okay.
Delirium is is coming in the Sandman.
Interesting. Well, you know what? They're going to tell me who they are.
Okay.
Usually in parties, they have a section for parties in the lawsuits, and they have Delirium. It just says is a Delaware company.
Hmm.
It's the principal place of business. They don't really go into...
Oh, this says is suing Netflix and the show's production company, Delirium TV.
They've been listed. I don't know. But anyway, let me give you the quick version of what happened. So this lady, her name is Renee. I don't know if it's Poche or Poche. I don't know. We'll go with Poche, or I'll just go with Renee. She's suing them. She was on season 5. She got casted, and she ended up getting paired, well, you know, partnering with a man named Carter Wall. He proposes. She says yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They go through the process.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like at the altar, or maybe slightly before, she said no.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless, they didn't get married. And then after the show, well, let me just read what she says.
Okay.
She says that, because we were talking about background checks, she says that she was surprised about how they talk about they do this rigorous background check, because according to her, quote, she did not know she would be matched with a walking red flag. Carter Wall was unemployed with a negative balance in his bank account, homeless, violent, estranged from his family, and actively addicted to drugs and alcohol. His erratic and alarming behavior and emotional instability became glaringly obvious to Poche and the production staff. She also mentions that she was terrified of him, but the production told Renee to make sure that Carter Wall did not have access to firearms or other weapons, because they were scared that he would do something. So she...
To himself or to others?
Everybody.
That's scary.
Including himself.
That's scary.
Yeah. So she's terrified. And so she's telling production, I want out.
Yes.
And so according to her in this lawsuit, the production threatens that if you leave, you will basically be sued. You'll subject yourself to legal action. So she stays there. Finishes, eventually says no. After the show ends, she goes on to make some public statements about her experience on the show. Okay. After that, production comes back to her and says, we've actually decided to axe your entire storyline from the show. And they tell her, it's because we don't want you to relive your experience on the show.
Mm-hmm.
She later finds out that apparently Carter Wall, the guy, told them that if they aired it, he would harm himself. So they decide to scrap her whole entire storyline from the show. But then they end up they initiate arbitration against her for $4 million because they say that she violated the terms of her contract and her NDA by making those public statements about the show. Obviously, in NDA, you can't talk about this.
Mm-mm.
And so she talked about this. And so they started this trying to get $4 million. She, in turn, has now sued them because she said, I shouldn't be held to the terms of this NDA and this agreement because it was bull from the beginning. It's specifically overreaching and, I forgot the other word, overreaching and unlawful.
Mm.
So she says that she shouldn't be held to it. So that's why she's suing them, because she says that the terms of the agreement, and actually, I just want to find it. It's like, when you go through, okay, when it comes to liability, okay,
mm-hmm.
The overbroad release purports to insulate defendants from liability. The defendants, meaning the production company and Netflix, okay, that they, it
insulates them from any liability of any kind. And this is what it said. As the participant signing, this is the I, okay? I, meaning participant, my heirs, next of kin, spouse, spousal equivalent, guardians, legal representatives, executors, administrators, successors, and assigns, hereby unconditionally and irrevocably release and forever discharge each of the other participants in the program, the crew, producer, network, any compliance company, or other vendor, any television station or channel or cable or satellite network broadcasting or otherwise exhibiting the program, any sponsors, advertisers, affiliates, and distributors of the program, and each of their respective parents, subsidiaries, related entities, affiliates, successors, licensees, and assigns, and the respective directors, officers, employees, agents, contractors, partners, shareholders, representatives, and members of each of the foregoing entities and their heirs, next of kin, spouses, guardians. You get the point.
So say it in a nutshell. Say it in a nutshell for people that are like, what's happening? Mel just read a
lot.
And
I'm not even done with it's so long. Basically, this blurb is saying you and nobody in your family ever,
your entire bloodline,
nobody ever connected to you can ever sue anybody, any of us related to this show. I don't care if we sell it to Kev on Stage Studios, you can't even sue them. You can't sue anybody forever more.
Forever.
What you say the other day? You can die. Jesus can come back, start a whole new world. You still can't sue us.
You can go to Mars and you can't sue him there either.
You can't sue us. Good night. Thanks for signing on the dotted line. Here's $8,000.
And
okay?
we can for $4 million.
Because the problem is the way that they have this set up is wild. Number one, if you get engaged on the show.
Okay.
You have to go to the wedding. If you get engaged and leave before the wedding, you owe us $50,000. That's what's in this contract. $50,000.
Oh, this meaning engage in the pods.
If you get engaged in the pods and try to leave before the wedding, you will pay us $50,000.
Wow.
And then for the NDAs, they say, and this is why she got screwed, why it's $4 million, for every time that you violate one of the terms of the NDA or the contract, it's a $1 million penalty. They said she did it 4 times, so $4 million. And so her point is, this don't even make sense.
You really shouldn't
be able to pay me $8,000, and because I do one thing or I do something, I now owe you $4 million. That literally doesn't make sense. It's predatory.
That,
it's unfair.
That's true.
Well, that's the thing.
That's what I was going to say.
This
I'm
is the other part.
So say what Courtney said out loud.
Oh, she said, was she also not talking about abuse? And that basically, that's protected. And that's absolutely what's included in her lawsuit. What she's saying, which is the truth, is that you cannot use an NDA to cover a crime. It becomes not enforceable. And so what she's saying is, I was a victim of a crime. I was a victim as employees. This is this work environment. You cannot force me to not talk about
this.
Right. And so because of that, this whole agreement should not be enforceable, and therefore I should not have to pay $4 million.
I agree, because she's not just talking about conditions. She's talking about this man was like mentally
absolutely
should not have been on the show, because he put our lives potentially in and not just hers, to be honest, the crew too then.
Yeah, well, and she's saying that they were flagging to her like, hey, actually what she says in here is that he did something to one of the crew members and they left. They actually left the show.
Call him, girl.
Decided to not participate
Call
anymore
him as
because,
a witness.
Yes. So, yes. But also what's in here, hold on, because in this lawsuit, she includes the actual talent agreement.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
So
that's how I knew about the $50,000, because she had to sign to that. The other thing that they have in here is about divorce, which was interesting. I mean, it's expected, but it also was interesting. And it says that, the first thing is, that if you decide to divorce after getting married, you are not able to, where is it? You basically can't ask for like spousal support. You can't like try to, basically what you came in is what you leave with. You
Got
can't
it.
Try to contest it or do any of that. That was the first thing. The other thing They talk about mediation, that they would basically pay for you to have mediation and all that kind of stuff. And
oh, the production company?
The production company.
Oh, well, that's good.
The other thing is, if you get married, this is what you sign to, you are not able to file. You can't even file for divorce until the broadcast of the last episode, until the last episode is broadcasted.
So there's no spoilers.
Or 11 months after the wedding day, whichever is later.
Oh, wow.
So say Netflix is like rolling through seasons and decides to air this one fast. You still can't even file until at least 11 months following your wedding date. So I don't know.
Whichever is later.
Whichever is later. So I don't know.
Not whichever comes first.
No. Later. Later. Literally.
So when they do seasons five, season six, and they're like, whoa, we're already doing this. It's so fast. You still have to wait. That's dangerous.
Isn't it?
I don't know if you guys remember. So I'm unclear what Delirium is and Kinetic. I'm super unclear as to how it works. And the only reason why I know Kinetic is connected, because remember we used to review Married at First Sight.
Yep.
And our lady that we used to work with used to ask us if we wanted Love is Blind people.
Oh.
That's the only that's how we got, well, you guys don't know this, but we were supposed to interview Cam and Lauren. I don't actually remember if we actually did
that. I thought
that.
Y'all did.
We did okay. So the reason I was able to get through them is because the girl is Kinetic. So I'm a little unclear about the Delirium thing, right? All of that aside, when I used to watch Married at First Sight, I don't know if you guys remember, but there was a season with this black girl that was married to a black guy. I thought his name was going to come to me and I can't remember what it is. And he was low key. She said a path like on some Legion.
Really?
A pathological liar. She said everything. It wasn't Chris. It was earlier than Chris. I can see the girl's face in my head and I can see the dude. Michael. Thank you. That's exactly who I'm talking about. Michael.
Mika and Michael.
I knew y'all would know. Thank you so much for coming through.
DC season. They know what's up.
Thank you for coming through. He was on some Legion stuff. He said he worked at a yoga studio. Mm. He said like all of this, like he worked at a bit, like all of these things. And they were lies.
Oh, child.
She was like, y'all, this man is lying to me. Everything was a lie. She actually ended up going to court because she didn't want a divorce. She was like, this needs to be annulled.
Oh, interesting.
He misrepresented who he was to me.
Oh, wow.
And this needs to be annulled. She like literally had to go through court. And I believe she did get it annulled. Don't quote me on that. But I believe she did because he was on some like Legion type lies.
Wow.
The point is should have been able to get out of that.
Yes.
During the season, it was clear he was lying. Mm. And ain't no telling what we didn't catch, didn't see that was on camera. All I'm saying, she did get it all. Thank you. That's what I thought. But she like fought for it.
Mm-hmm.
Like legitimately was like, nah, this ain't no divorce. This needs to be annulled. Expunge this from my record like it didn't happen.
Wow.
All I'm saying is the production companies having those, whether it's Delirium or Kinetic, mm-hmm. having those type of stipulations for these people is so unfair. Low-key, it is predatory.
Absolutely.
It is predatory. Where you pay me $8,000, pennies on the dollar,
right,
in comparison to how much time it takes, how intrusive it is,
absolutely,
how subjected to like the public scrutiny, $8,000. And then if I say my life was in danger, I'm not talking about, they didn't feed me, you know, there was only crackers there or whatever. No, my actual life was in danger.
And production is seeing this. It's not like they go away. Like, there's cameras. There's camera people watching. Even if they give them a self-recording camera, they're monitoring what you're recording. Y'all
and
know
it's
what's happening.
$4 million?
And it's $4 million. Wait, I just want to read. This is what I was talking about. So I'm going back to the lawsuit. She's describing Wall Carter, a 6'5" former football player. He was not only broken, jobless, but also homeless, violent, estranged from his parents, and actively addicted to amphetamines. I don't know why I'm struggling today, and alcohol. Given the background check process, there is little doubt that the defendants, Netflix and Delirium, had knowledge of these troubling issues. Wall
regularly berated Renee, stole from the set or places that they visited, and solicited others to buy painkillers and amphetamines for him. On multiple nights, he did not go to sleep at all due to his abuse of drugs. Wall was emotionally abusive on and off camera, lied malignantly, and heavily abused drugs and alcohol. Production was well aware of Wall's mental instability. One camera operator quit in Mexico after being physically threatened by Carter Wall. In Houston, production staff warned her to ensure he had no access to firearms or other weapons because they were concerned he would hurt himself, her, or other people.
I don't know why production didn't say, he got to go.
Exactly.
He got to go.
Exactly. Even if your team did a terrible job at, like, vetting him and doing a background check, you now are witnessing yourself the violent behavior of this person and how dangerous it is. You know what you don't want? For something to really happen to her? And now it's more than just her trying to to pay you $8 million or $4 million. It's a lot worse than that. That's the last thing you want. Like, why wouldn't you protect these? This is crazy. This is crazy.
Oh, I'm super. So where are we at now? You said it was out in January?
Yeah, it was filed in January. Okay. I went and downloaded it yesterday. I don't know. Court lawsuits take a very long time. So I imagine it's probably going to be a while. They still got three other lawsuits that they still... lawsuits from season two that they are still working on.
That's the other thing. These have been boiling, like bubbling for a while.
You know what's so interesting, though? This is a different kind of lawsuit. Yeah, the other ones were like, you guys don't let us out. You guys give us alcohol and don't give us food. You guys, whatever. And then the second one was like, I was with somebody who was violent and you guys should be responsible for that. But this one is like, I was with somebody who's violent and now y'all are trying to make me pay y'all?
Yeah.
Absolutely not. Yeah. So anyway, listen, at this point, I'm like, is there going to be a season six lawsuit? Mm. Which one is that one going to be?
Right. Who's going to say? But clearly they've changed something because folks ain't making it to the altar.
That's the other thing. All these people are not just willingly saying, I'm going to pay you $50,000. I need somebody to leak the season six talent agreement. If you have it, send it to me. Different. I'm not a lawyer, but just DM it.
Send it to her because... some is different.
Let me do a compare and contrast against what's changed.
Child, let me find out somebody can send it to you for real because I'm curious.
Listen, well, what has been consistent in all of these lawsuits is that the talent people send you a DM on Instagram. That is the way they contact you for this show. They DM you on Instagram. So DM me. It's all right.
You know who you need to go after, Mel?
Agreement, DM me.
Go after Laura.
Oh.
I feel like she might be a little disgruntled.
Hey, girl.
I feel like she might be the one. Love Jeremy you. Pissed her off. She's Jeremy's not going late. To the union reunion.
Forget Sarah Ann. You got the talent, the agreement for season six. Send it my way.
I feel like Laura. I feel I like you might tell. Be able to get Laura. You know, Laura's energy. Y'all remember from Married at First Sight, the white girl that was always complaining about stuff. She was married to that dude that he didn't have enough energy for her. And she would, like, walk all over him. She was on the same season that me and Kev actually went on the after show.
I remember.
Beth, y'all hold me down.
They be knowing.
You be knowing.
That's hilarious.
Is it Beth? Anyway, the shark guy. Yes, yes. That, I feel like she gives me that energy. Mm. I feel like you could be like, hey, girl, so listen, this is who I am. This is what I do. So, like, what you think about maybe possibly sending this over to me, okay? Lindsay. Her name was Lindsay.
Send it to me, girl.
Thank you. It's exactly Lindsay. That's what I'm talking about.
Go tag her. I'm not a lawyer, but tag in her comments.
Lindsay. It was Mark and Lindsay. Thank you. Okay.
Anyway.
Moving on, because we're about done. I just wanted to say this one thing, because we got to do this, because it's only relevant today.
All right.
Our Roman Empire.
Oh.
We got to do it, and then we got to go.
Oh, yes. Do it.
This may not always be a segment, but today it is.
Yeah.
Because the Roman Empire today is, where is Kate?
What happened to her?
What happened to Kate Middleton? My TikTok algorithm.
Kate, if you're out there, blink twice.
And DM.
Listen, I'm not a lawyer, but you too, girl.
For real. Could you imagine?
Listen, let me get the exclusive because Hollywood Unlocked, they tried to say the queen died and she wasn't dead.
And she wasn't
dead. I'm not going to do that to you. I know you ain't dead. You just at home, okay? Let me get the exclusive.
But tell us where you are. So this is what's going on, right? TikTok has been serving me conspiracy theory Kate stuff for a while, but I never really paid attention to it. And I'm sure a lot of you know, but you ain't really paying attention. And then yesterday, this woman, okay, all of this is in quotations, absolutely, all the alleged, all the alleged. Mm-hmm. She releases this photo.
Allegedly she,
of her and her three kids, which I didn't know them kids was that big.
I know, they're so big.
I thought they was babies.
Look at these children.
I said the little girl and the little oldest boy. Y'all are tall.
I don't remember there was three.
I had the same thought.
I thought there was two.
When did the little baby become the oldest baby? And when did the third baby be born?
All right.
There's Charlotte.
We're not tapped in.
And the little boy. That's all I know. Okay?
Yes.
Charlotte, the oldest boy. I don't even know the youngest boy's name. He just became three. I don't know when he arrived. I don't know the pregnancy happened. I don't know none of the things. Okay. She released this photo. And the world, because all these conspiracy theories are out about she got a BBL.
Yes.
William probably unalived her.
Oh, they're saying William did it?
Oh, my TikTok conspiracy theories is.
Oh, Jesus.
I mean, I'm down the Greg rabbit hole in Kay Middleton conspiracy theories. I don't believe any of this to be true. I'm just telling you, this is what TikTok is
I'm sold that she got a BBL.
Yeah, she may have did. Okay, they said Louis is the youngest.
Oh, that's the baby's name.
I never knew this. Okay, so these are all the conspiracy theories. Mind you, all right, December sometime, end of December is the last time people actually saw Kate physical eyes in a public appearance. Mid-January or so, the palace releases a statement that says Kate had planned, I don't believe that either, planned abdominal surgery. And she won't be back until after Easter.
That's what they said? I didn't know that.
Oh, I'm down it.
Okay.
I told you, it's occupied. They released a statement like January like 17, somebody.
And that tipped people off?
No. So they said she won't be
back until Easter.
Until after Easter.
Okay.
And we won't give I think it was tummy tuck too. And we won't give any updates unless it's substantial.
Three kids, tummy tuck.
Yeah, that makes sense.
She got a mommy makeover.
But see, I think someone wrong.
Oh.
That's what I think. Because think about, we're not going to give any updates unless it's something substantial. All these conspiracy theories start coming forward. So I think the palace is like, oh crap, like social media, we got to do something. So they do this photo and they send it and they say happy Mothering Day because apparently it was Mother's Day.
No, first it was the car one.
Oh, I don't understand this car photo. It looked like her in the picture.
That's the only one I've seen until... Yet last night, I think when I saw the family one, I thought everybody was talking about the car picture. They were saying it's too blurry and it wasn't her in the car and
it
was
like
distorted and all of that. So I thought there was a frenzy about that.
That
and then
makes sense.
This family picture.
Okay, so that's what the chaos is about, the family picture. Did you see it?
Yeah, Nat, I got caught up.
Okay, so she submits this family picture. They release it to the world talking about, you know, she's alive. And my husband took the picture. To me, y'all are overselling.
Yeah.
Y'all are overselling. Y'all are overselling. Yeah, yeah. Y'all are overselling. William don't have to say, I took the picture. It's me behind the camera. And look at my beautiful family. See how she's alive and everything is well and fine.
She's alive.
Everything's great. Y'all oversold.
Yes.
So then a few hours later, the AP says, this photo has been doctored too much. So they issue a kill notice.
Yes.
That means they pulling it from circulation. This is the thing. I've been deep down the rabbit hole. There is an allowable amount of editing.
Absolutely.
That takes place and that is allowed with these photos.
Yes.
But the AP, their guidelines, actually screenshot it, says something to the effect of, it still has to represent the truth of the photo.
Oh.
This is a Melissa conspiracy theory. This is for entertainment value only. I know nothing.
Okay.
This is just what I think.
Yeah.
All right. This is Melissa thoughts. Alone. Does not represent the podcast. Does not represent Melanie.
It might.
And I don't know nobody who gave me no inside knowledge. This is just what my mind told me. I think that photo is a composite.
They pulled pieces from
it. I think she pulled a little bit from this. I don't think the photo as a whole exists.
Okay.
I think it is a composite that they put together. And that is why the AP pulled it.
Did you see...
I don't know if it's AI generated.
I saw a TikTok. I thought I sent it to you. I saw a TikTok of them going through where each of everything came from.
So I saw one where this girl was like, she thinks all of their outfits were from November of last year.
Oh, is that the one I'm talking about that you sent me?
The one that I sent you this morning?
Okay.
She said the collar on the little girl's shirt was from some.
She talked about the little girl's skirt and how it just was.
Yep.
It just was.
And the color, she thinks all they did. Yes, all of this is alleged. That's why I prefaced it with it's my thoughts, because none of it's not even alleged. It's just what I think. So the photo. Okay, this is the alleged part. Okay. All the individual pieces of the photo are from November, and all they did was darken the clothing, change it. I'll send it to y'all so y'all can see it. Change the photo, change the coloring, change the this. But, like, y'all know Kate's a fashionista. To
people care about her fashion.
Yeah, to folk who believe she's a fashionista, she's a fashionista. 100%. The pants, the shoes, the shirt.
Cam doesn't look sold.
This little boy's crossing his fingers.
Cam's over here like, no, I could have told y'all this is fake.
Yes, it's so bad. But the thing is, apparently, I missed this. Apparently, they took Christmas photos of some sort, and they gave the baby an extra finger instead of a thumb. So whoever does their editing.
Okay, so they have to hire a new team.
They don't be doing good.
This is silly. Let me tell you what's really comical for me. Because I think the Brits take themselves too serious.
Absolutely.
They are like, oh my gosh, we have to do something, John.
They do.
And it's like, here's an idea. Tell the truth. Or nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
Tell us she had surgery, she's not well, and she needs time. Everybody's going to be like, oh, okay. But when you're putting out fake photos... And this
it's raising
is,
alarms.
And there, I'm sure they are in there just screaming at the top of their lungs, take it down! Put it up! We need a fire! You're fired! Where's the king? Where's the queen? Oh my! They're probably in there just running with chickens with their heads cut off.
Yes.
And we are over here laughing. This is silly.
When the AP took it down, they probably stayed up all night.
Stressed out.
Stress. And then they had Kate release a statement that said, you know, sometimes I'll be editing photos and I'll be messing up sometimes, but it's okay. Happy Mother's Day.
I can't believe they had her do that. And then signed it. I can't believe they had her do that. Sometimes I'm an amateur photographer and I be editing stuff.
And you.
This is skilled editing.
Yes.
Yes.
Girl, who believes that Kate
Middleton
with three children,
come on,
has time
to learn how to Photoshop?
Girl, she is not. That was stupid. Y'all are spinning.
Y'all are spinning.
Y'all are spiraling.
We've jumped the shark. What is it?
Y'all got to come back to reality.
Because
this is so far.
This is so bad. But I'm gonna tell you what. I only believe one or two things are happening here. Okay, nothing at all. And she literally just got a BBL or a tummy tuck.
She got a mommy makeover.
Yeah, she got a mommy makeover. Yes. And literally it's nothing at all. Yes. Or this woman is really sick.
Oh.
And I think, and because the crown likes to appear to be in health.
Yeah.
And when the people in line show that they're unhealthy, because I'm not going to lie, all of this happened. Charles got cancer.
Oh my gosh,
she over here. This person died. This person committed suicide. It's too much happening. Y'all, it's time. Why are we still talking about king and queens? Let's move on.
Also, let it go. Just stop.
And I think that's what people start thinking. And that's why they feel the need to cover this
to
up.
Act like it's fine.
So that's why I'm like, either she's really fine into something stupid, like a tummy tuck, or she is very sick.
And they just can't say that.
And I don't know why they won't just say it.
My only other theory is that because of the cancer diagnosis, are they prepping for a possible, because they're next in line.
Yep.
They would have to take over.
Yeah.
And that would be a huge ordeal, I'm sure.
And if he cheating on her, she probably don't want it.
Or if there's any other issues between the two of them.
They be saying he be cheating.
Yeah. Oh, 100% I believe he be cheating.
He be cheating, so she probably mad. She probably like, forget. She probably, listen, Meghan Markle, I'm not a lawyer, but let's have a meeting.
Listen.
Come on, Meghan.
Why I be thinking that
Join us. Let's talk about it, girl.
Meghan and Harry's the one that said, let me see that photo. Girl, that ain't real.
They out here leaking stuff.
That ain't real.
This is great.
Fantastic. All right, so I just want to let you know that is our most recent Roman Empire. We'll see what happens. Yes. I won't be following it closely unless it's something huge, because that was a bombshell.
TikTok gonna update you.
my TikTok works.
It's going to tell
okay.
you all
to be
things.
Honest, I should send them a W-2 because the way they work for me, they are employed. They hilarious. Clock in every day. All right. That's it. That's all. We gave you guys a long episode. We know you guys love them. so we appreciate you guys loving them. We did a little bit of everything and quite literally nothing at all. But we will be back next week. All right. Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.